Democrat Sue Moran was voted in yesterday as the new state senator for the Plymouth and Barnstable District. Moran beat Republican Jay McMahon to fill the seat left vacant by Vinny DiMacedo last fall. Moran won by more than 2,000 votes in Falmouth, which was enough for the victory, despite losing in Bourne and most of the Plymouth District. She joins us now to talk about her win. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to have you with us. So how does it feel to know that you'll soon be working on Beacon Hill?
You know, it's really an incredible feeling to be supported by such an incredible district. And, you know, it's so appreciated. And that being said, the reason I was elected is because with my experience and knowledge of all that's already going on Beacon Hill, I can hit the ground running. And we need that in this district, given the incredible health concerns and economic concerns for the Plymouth-Barnstable District.
I was going to ask you, too, obviously this pandemic has caused so many disruptions and changes, and how has that kind of shaped your priorities as you get ready to head to your new post as state senator?
Well, you know, we're all really kind of walking this tightrope between our physical health and our economic health. And I think the biggest challenge is that just an avalanche of work that is being done in the legislature right now, led by the Senate President and Karen Spilka and Senator Sear, as well as the delegation. I've been speaking with the entire delegation going, you know, for quite a while, and they are doing yeoman's work, very carefully negotiating and very intently listening to constituents and from business to folks at home with their concerns. And I think that's the important thing, is really to listen and get this right.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the governor's reopening plan? Of course, there's so many different elements of it to consider, along with the health care needs of everybody, but also the economic needs after being closed for so long.
Well, the two things I appreciate the most are the fact that there is a particular attention given to the special needs of the Plymouth-Barnstable District, and the fact that it is a phased approach, but the, you know, I do want to really carefully watch the result of the opening and be sure that there is not a slide back into more cases. We have the tourism season coming upon us. That means people will be moving around a lot. You know, I think that's something that we have to carefully monitor. We don't have all the testing supplies or vaccination yet. So for those reasons, we have to be vigilant. And I think there has to be greater representation in terms of the kinds of businesses and workers represented who need, you know, really clear guidelines about, you know, the way to proceed. So it's going to be an ongoing project.
Absolutely. Of course, your neighbors in Falmouth certainly came out to support you, helping you win with 2,000 votes there to help you get over and become the senator-elect. But your opponent did win most of Plymouth County and Bourne. So what do you say to voters in those towns about what you'll be doing to work for them?
Well, you know, I think that winning Sandwich and Falmouth was just incredible and showed the great grassroots organization. You know, I think that there is a ton of support and camaraderie in the entire district that really was affected by the coronavirus. When you look at the smart, really careful decisions that folks have been making about their personal health and social distancing, along with the incredible challenge of this very first election during COVID, I think that the numbers being lower really were indicative of the impact of corona, the fact that this is a special election, early voting, you know, real challenges. And I think as we go forward and look at trying to put together a some tweaks to the voting system so that we can have more voters out there. It will bear out that the this was an incredible win for the entire Plymouth Barnstable district, for Democrats, for folks that, you know, really appreciate a candidate that has a long amount of business sense. So we're pulling it together, and we're going to be moving ahead towards really succeeding over the coronavirus and opening up the community in a safe way.
Well, thank you, Susan Moran, the Democratic State Senator-elect for the Plymouth and Barnstable District. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.